Chapter 5. The States. Saving of Constitutions. 106. The Constitution of each State of the Commonwealth shall, subject to this Constitution, continue as to the establishment of the Commonwealth, or as to the admission or establishment of a State, as the case may be, until altered in accordance with the Constitution of the State. Saving of Power of State Parliaments. 107. Every power of the Parliament of a colony which has become or becomes a State shall, unless it is by this Constitution exclusively vested in the Parliament of the Commonwealth, or withdrawn from the Parliament of the State, continue as at the establishment of the Commonwealth, or as at the admission or establishment of the State, as the case may be. Saving of State Laws. 108. Every law in force in a colony which has become or becomes a State, and relating to any matter within the powers of the Parliament of the Commonwealth, shall, subject to this Constitution, continue in force in the State, and until provision is made in that behalf by the Parliament of the Commonwealth, the Parliament of the State shall have such powers of alteration and of repeal in respect of any such law as the Parliament of the colony had until the colony became a State. Inconsistency of Laws. 109. When a law of a State is inconsistent with a law of the Commonwealth, the latter shall prevail, and the former shall, to the extent of the inconsistency, be invalid. Provisions referring to Governor. 110. The provisions of this Constitution relating to the Governor of a State extend and apply to the Governor for the time being of the State, or other Chief Executive Officer or Administrator of the Government of the State. States may surrender territory. 111. The Parliament of a State may surrender any part of the State to the Commonwealth, and upon such surrender, and the acceptance thereof by the Commonwealth, such part of the State shall become subject to the exclusive jurisdiction of the Commonwealth. States may levy charges for inspection laws. 112. After uniform duties of customs have been imposed, a State may levy on imports or exports, or on goods passing into or out of the State, such charges as may be necessary for executing the inspection laws of the State. But the net produce of all charges so levied shall be for the use of the Commonwealth, and any such inspection laws may be annulled by the Parliament of the Commonwealth. Intoxicating Liquids. 113. All fermented, distilled, or other intoxicating liquids passing into any State or remaining therein for use, consumption, sale, or storage shall be subject to the laws of the State, as if such liquids had been produced in the State. States may not raise forces. Taxation of property of Commonwealth or State. 114. A State shall not, without the consent of the Parliament of the Commonwealth, raise or maintain any naval or military force, or impose any tax on property of any kind belonging to the Commonwealth, nor shall the Commonwealth impose any tax on property of any kind belonging to a State. States not to coin money. 115. A State shall not coin money, nor make anything but gold and silver coin a legal tender in payment of debts. Commonwealth not to legislate in respect of religion. 116. The Commonwealth shall not make any law for establishing any religion, or for imposing any religious observance, or for prohibiting the free exercise of any religion, and no religious test shall be required as a qualification for any office or public trust under the Commonwealth. Rights of residence in States. 117. A subject of the Queen resident in any State shall not be subject in any other State to any disability or discrimination which would not be equally applicable to him if he were a subject of the Queen resident in such other State. Recognition of laws, etc. of States. 118. Full faith and credit shall be given throughout the Commonwealth to the laws, the public acts and records, and the judicial proceedings of every State. Protection of States from invasion and violence. 119. The Commonwealth shall protect every state against invasion and, on the application of the executive government of the state, against domestic violence. Custody of offenders against laws of the Commonwealth. 120. Every state shall make provision for the detention in its prisons of persons accused or convicted of offences against the laws of the Commonwealth, and for the punishment of persons convicted of such offences, and the Parliament of the Commonwealth may make laws to give effect to this provision.